I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's latest small studio session, featuring Lainey and the Tramps. You can find the entire session, including a video of the performance, at WFYI.org/small studio. Listen in right after the music. I'll have an interview with Lainey and the band. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Lately I've been thinking how change can burn. Every one of us has got a little longer than we can run. The world keeps turning, the bottom of us will be learning. The more we see, the more we feel, the more we do, the more we read. Oh, but I'm hardwired, can't believe it, I almost lost my days on my hope.
For you here. This one, the boys make me start by myself.
Once I was a gypsy, I sailed across the sea, and way out on the ocean, there's no one to rescue me. Cause the sea are two dreams, when really the ocean is stillness motion. Cause we're free, breathing, we love it to be. I feel in the ocean, the stillness.
going to do another song for you. Thank you, WFYI. Thank you for having us in your small studio sessions. So exciting. You know, I have like little girl WFYI memories. So I've been a WFYI fan kid for, you know, a long time. Should I tell you how many years? No, I should not. Probably like 45, 44. No, they can edit that out if they want to. Right, well, this next song is called Butterfly.
At you. Oh, what I feel is on all of us. Look into my eyes, never felt so wise. Ooh, never felt so much passion. I'm looking at you, really looking to be.
Our band is Lainey and the Tramps, and I'd just like to take a moment. This is Wade Terry on electric guitar. This is Kevin Hood on drums, regular drum kit, and the Zen drum, which you are all going to be wondering about. And this is Roger Osborne on bass. And my name's Lainey Williams, and we're really happy to be here today. We're going to play another song for you. This one's called Hey You. Wade and I co-wrote this one, right?
One, two.
Here we go.
One.
Tip your bartenders and waitresses on the way out.
My name is Lainey Williams, and our band is Lainey and the Tramps. And I am a singer and a guitar player.
Mm-hmm. I'm Roger Osborne. I'm the bass player. Lainey and I have been playing together for a long time, and I do a little bit of singing too. So,
and I'm Kevin Hood. I play the drums, and I've been playing with Roger and Lainey for, 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm Wade Terry, and I play the guitar, and I'm the newest. I guess, I don't know, what's it been, 3.5 years,
three
I think.
And a half. Mm-hmm.
Which is not that new, but kind of new.
Feels like four.
Yeah,
really.
Feels like four. Like 10.
It feels.
Wade just slid right in.
Yep.
Can you tell me how the band came together, or maybe the origins of the band?
What are the origins of the band? Well, I had a band previously, and it split up. And these two were in that band. And then was the search for this one. And that's really how it happened. That's kind of boring, but...
Very organic.
It's
very
it
organic.
Happened.
Yeah.
Well, I sat in with you guys one night.
You did?
Somewhere.
Yeah. And you made it was quite an impression, too. That's why we...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes,
remember,
quite
remember
an impression.
Remember, guys? We all talked about
yes,
it.
We oh, yeah,
it
was, yes, yeah. We did. Yes, we did.
Incredible.
I would love to hear about your backgrounds as musicians and maybe how you started playing or what drew you to your instrument.
You go, Roger.
My background is, I learned piano when I was younger and switched to saxophone. And then in my late teens, I discovered bass and realized that bass is it for me. So, yeah, I started playing that exclusively and playing what I call the circuit, the VFWs, the Moose Lodge, and all that stuff, you know, just to, you know, cut my teeth. And then, yeah, got in with some other people, and then I got in with these people, and, yeah, the rest, as they say, is history. So,
I have a very classical background. I played the violin and the piano as a kid, and I think I've been singing most of my life. I think I just always sing, except for about 10 years of, like, you know, depression years, but that's okay. Then I found music again, which is great. It was weird. I was doing an art project in college and listening to NPR on the radio because, again, I'm a huge WFII fan. And this was back in the day when there was classical music on during the day, right? So it's been a while. And this piano concerto came on the radio, a Mozart piano concerto in D minor. And I was like, I played that. And then that was like the catalyst. So actually WFII was the catalyst of me sort of coming out of this really long depression way long time ago and remembering that, oh, wait, I'm a musician. And so then I really got back into it. And then I picked up the guitar and I started learning other things besides classical music. Because classical music's very narrow. And, you know, you read music and you play and you don't really, like, there's not a lot of expansion with, you know, realizing that, oh, you can actually play any note you want on this instrument or, you know, but so that's a much longer story than.
Good answer.
And how I got into music, I started playing drums in sixth grade band because my best friend played drums. And so I wanted to play drums with him. And then before I had my driver's license, for some reason, I had some gumption when I was young and I was in the Indianapolis Philharmonic Orchestra and the Indianapolis Symphonic Band. And I was in a rock band that played at the Ritz when I was like 15. So I have to thank my mom for driving me like 3 times a week to all that stuff, let alone drum lessons and everything else. But then I ended up majoring in music at Ball State and played in the jazz band. And then I've just played in a bunch of different bands since then.
Well, yay. I started playing the cornet, believe it or not. I don't even know if you guys know that.
Cornet? Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't
trumpet,
know that.
Trumpet, cornet, but yeah, it was yeah, a cornet. Yeah. And I think I did that for 2 years in junior high, sixth grade, seventh grade. And I wanted to be Peter Frampton, so I switched to guitar.
Hmm.
And that's it, really.
That's pretty good.
Peter Frampton plays cornet, too. So
I did not know that.
Wow. Well, I just made it up, actually. So, yeah.
Very cool.
I just made it up.
How do you guys feel about the Indianapolis music scene and its support of original music?
I think it's grown a lot over just the last 5 years, and I think that's partly due to Fountain Square and just all the music venues that are there now, and then just the music listeners. Like a lot of people around, at least in downtown Indianapolis, would rather see original music than a cover band. So that's huge for us because we'd rather play our own songs than play other people's songs. So it's pretty neat to see the original music scene grow so much in the last recent years.
It still has some more growth, right? It needs to do. Like there's, but it is growing. It is great to see that it's growing. And I'm still relatively new in the playing out scene. Like you've been playing, both of you, all three of you have been playing longer than I have. But even so, you know, there were a number of years where no one wanted original music. So it's really awesome that it's coming back in a slow fashion, but it's coming back.
And it's still going to grow because, you know, now Indianapolis is starting to get connected in different parts of the city now and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's only going to be good for music in general and original music also.
And there's a lot of really, really young people doing it too.
Yeah.
Like really young.
Yeah. That now
very
have
cool.
Encouragement.
Even the jazz scene's pretty, really good now, I think.
Yes.
I don't want to assign a genre, but if you had to pick one, what would you say? Is there elements of blues and soul, and the band plays everything really well, but what do you feel the closest to musically?
I guess we're
no,
rock.
No, I mean, I always
we're
say we're like
songwriter.
Rock, Americana rock. I don't mm-hmm. ever know how to answer that question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean,
we're probably more rock than Americana, and we have a little funky and a little blues in us. But mm-hmm. we try to be pretty diverse with our songs. And get different styles on there because we like playing different styles and we like to mix it up for the audience so they keep interested.
Well, what is your songwriting process like, both individually and as a band?
Well, my songwriting process is I'm still working on it. I'm still kind of figuring out how to do it. But like what often happens is a song will come to me in my brain and usually at an inopportune time. It's usually not when I'm sitting on my couch with my guitar. It's usually when I have gotten into bed and I'm laying down and all the lights are off and I'm sort of, you know, calming my mind. And then literally this song pops into my head. But so now, you know, the lovely voice recorder on the phone, which is right next to my bed, you know, I'll just sing into the phone and then I fall asleep. And then the next day or whenever I have time to go back and listen to it, then I'll be like, oh, that's a really great idea. And then it becomes a song. So that's really how they come to me, which is pretty weird.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Right.
I'm learning a little bit about you today, Lainey. This is awesome.
Right. Yeah. Well, and so like I kind of like the fact that they should just show up, right? And I used to do that on purpose. Like I had an old car that didn't have a stereo. And so I was like, oh, I'll just make my driving time, right, my creative time. And that kind of worked for a while. But then I got a new car with a stereo and, you know. Like,
fancy.
Yep. Yeah. But then Wade and I have co-wrote several songs now, too. And so that might happen in a couple of different ways. And that might, you know, Wade might say, here, I've got this riff.
Yeah, that's all I do. It really is. If I have something I've been working on, I won't even worry about the vocal melody because I know that there's no way I'm going to come up with anything remotely as good as Lainey. So there's no reason to. Well, it's true.
Aww.
But when he does come up with a riff, it gives us a different sound than Lainey might have played. So it helps our songs be more diverse. And
right, because I'm not a very skilled guitar player. So, like, I might hear something in my head but not really be able to do it on the instrument. But I can sing it. I can hear it. I can imagine it, you know. And Wade will come and say, hey, I have this riff. And, you know, I might let it simmer in my head for a while. And, like, we'll, you know, work together on what change it, you know, like, oh, okay, let's go to this chord next. Or it feels like this chord. Or, and it's sort of like a feeling, like what feels like where it should go.
Then everybody writes their own parts.
Right. And we're all responsible for our own parts.
And usually that takes a while. Our songwriting process is usually Lainey or Wade will come with a riff or kind of a song idea. And then we, you know, at practice, we kind of try to make a song together. And then we'll play it live and then the song evolves. Mm-hmm. And so like the songs we play today, hopefully they still evolve a little more and get perfected before we go into the recording studio.
Right.
Yeah. And I really don't help write, but I do all the choreography. So yeah, it's really, that's why it's, we're so works good. Out so well, I think. So
yeah, yeah. You should see our live shows. When, we're dancing.
When we have more room, I mean, no.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Give this band some space and watch out. Mm.
Yeah, I guess like today we tried to pick four songs that were different. And so really just the order of the songs too, it's a big decision, like what song flows the best after the first song, and are two songs the same tempo, and you don't want to do that. So we'll probably do the album the same way, where, you know, one of our favorite songs is probably going to be first, and then whatever fits next as far as the tempo or the chords or whatever. But yeah, I have a feeling the album will be pretty diverse too.
It's going to be all about love.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's what most everything's about for me anyway. It's all about love.
Yeah.
How do we get more of it everywhere, all over the planet?
Do you think that's something that's lacking right now?
Yes.
Don't make her
I'm
cry.
Not getting political.
Right. Don't make her
but,
cry.
I mean, I think in a lot of ways you can boil a lot of things down to that. Like, you know, what would the world be like if everyone had a giant reservoir of love and they didn't take everything personally and they just focused on being loving? Be an awesome place. It's not practical, maybe. And, you know, here we are where we are and we've got all these divisions and all kinds of crazy things. But you know, how could love not help those crazy divisions? So, I don't know. My brain boils it down a little bit like that.
So I say, like, being an adult and playing music and being a grown-up, it can be so hard. Just, I have to go to the show, I have to practice. And, like, it's a labor of love, but it becomes super time-consuming. And, I mean, yeah, I don't
there
know.
Are many times where I would like to just check out, you know, after, you know, I put Izzy to bed and whatever, and I've cleaned the kitchen and done all the things that I have to do. And I want to check out and I want to watch a Netflix thing or whatever. And, you know, if I have something to do, it's sometimes tough to get started. It's like getting out the door, right? But once you do it, you feel so much better about having accomplished it or having done what you know you needed to do, that it's like an adrenaline rush in a way, you know, kind of like playing music on stage is an adrenaline rush. It's, you know, you might be hungry when you start and you might be tired, but 3 hours later when you're done, you don't, what? And was I hungry?
Can't go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. And you're not tired. You know, you're like, okay, ready to go. Just because you were doing something that brings you that much joy.
So, yeah, if you can work in practicing in your busy schedule and you end up, you know, late at night when you want to watch Netflix, if you practice your guitar for an hour later or instead of watching Netflix, you right. feel a lot better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, and that goes a long way to making you a better parent, making you a better daytime worker, you know, all of that stuff.
And a happier person.
Right. Right. So I think I would say as long as you're feeding your soul, you know, you're feeding yourself and you're not doing things that aren't feeding your soul, it's within the realm of possibility to do it right, right? To do a good job, because that's the thing is I want to do a good job. I want to be a good musician. I want to be a great musician. I want to be a great parent. I want to be a great friend. I mean, you know, there's health, you know, you got to take care of your shell. You
Speaking
enough
of
sleep.
Friends, can you loan me $20?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm just
can
cleared
I write
that
you
up.
Check?
Sure.
Yeah. Speaking of friends. All right, we'll talk about more lady things, if you don't mind.
Oh, lady things, yes.
What is it being, how is it for you being a woman in the Indianapolis music scene? And even in, I guess, Indianapolis and just playing in general, you know?
Well, the Indianapolis music scene has gotten more recognition for women as of late. And I think it's definitely tied into more original music awareness, right? Because we have to train the Indianapolis music listener to want original music instead of, you know, cover music at the bars, right? And so that training is happening. And that training slash awareness about women in music is also happening. And women in art, right? Women in the visual arts and, you know, theatrical arts, performance art, and all that kind of stuff. And there's, you know, there's some We just had a first-time festival this summer. There's a monthly women-focused in art thing at Square Cat Vinyl called That's What She Said. There's
Girls Rock Indie.
Girls Rock Indie mm-hmm. is huge, and they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And incidentally, I would love to volunteer for them, and I'm having trouble finding time to do that, but that's kind of something I'm interested in that, and helping the younger generation to feel comfortable and like, oh, this doesn't have to be a male-dominated field. It can be me too and my little girl self. And there's just a lot more support for that now. And there's a lot more awareness. And so that is awesome. So it's coming. It's coming, men. Watch out. Women are going to take over with glee.
What keeps you going creatively with your art?
Listening and playing for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
doing it.
Being influenced and still playing. I'd make sure I play an hour a day for sure, and usually a little bit more if I can, even if it's on my couch, you know, if I'm watching something. But you can get influenced by commercials or, you know, I mean, seriously, melodies in commercials.
Right. Right.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, listening and being influenced and playing.
I would second that.
I would say going out to see bands too. Yeah. You know, I mean, supporting the scene also influences you. You know, you can't help it.
Totally.
Yeah. Right.
Totally. Because there's, you know, like you get maybe submersed in your own ideas or whatever, and then you go out and you see other people's ideas, and oh, that's awesome! I never would have thought of that. And you know, yeah, it just opens your horizons a little.